Dreamscape presents Red Velvet Revenge by Jen McKinley, narrated by Susan Boyce. 1.
What are we going to do about the business?
Angie DeLora asked. She was sitting across the table from Melanie Cooper, dishing up her 23 Skidoo sundae while Mel sipped on her Camelback soda. They had escaped their cupcake bakery, leaving it under the supervision of their two employees, and were sitting in the Sugar Bowl, Scottsdale's landmark ice cream shop. Mel always had the Camelback soda, vanilla ice cream scooped into old-fashioned soda, with a pitcher of extra soda water on the side. It was her longtime favorite. She glanced around the pink and chrome interior and noted that the Sugar Bowl hadn't seemed to age a day since it opened in 1958. Not that she had been around then, but her mother, Joyce, had been. And she remembered coming here when she was a little girl, just like Mel remembered coming here with her father and her brother when they were kids. There was something about the thick glass ice cream dishes, served on paper doilies, on the classic white plates, that was charmingly nostalgic. Growing up, the Sugar Bowl had been a favorite hangout of Mel and Angie's, along with their other childhood chum, Tate. The three of them had practically owned the table by the window, where Mel and Angie now sat, enjoying the respite from the scorching hot July day outside. Summer in the Valley of the Sun was as mean as an old man with sciatica. The sidewalk was so hot, Mel was sure the bottom of her flip-flops were going to melt. Just walking around the corner from their shop, Fairy Tale Cupcakes, had made both Mel and Angie sweat like marathoners.